Now, also this week, a group of scientists have found a way potentially to treat chronic pain. There's a paper in the journal Science. It's by Zhang-Yao Li, who's at the University of Toronto. And what this team have done is to study mice in which they've made a ligation injury, in other words, tied a bit of suture material around the common peroneal nerve, which supplies the limb. And this induces a pain state in the mice, a bit similar to a human condition called allodynia, which is where you get inappropriate sensitization of a patch of tissue, where if you touch that tissue and just stroke the skin gently, what should be an innocuous stimulus is interpreted as excruciatingly painful, and you get this chronic pain sensation. Now, they were working in mice that had been genetically modified so that they made green fluorescent protein, this jellyfish gene that glows green, in cells that react to nerve injury. And when they looked through the nervous system in these mice that they made this injury in, they also noticed that some of the cells in the front part of the brain called the anterior cingulate cortex, which connects the more primitive areas of the brain to the higher executive centres, the prefrontal cortex, they found nerve cells glowing there, indicating there was some kind of reaction in that part of the brain to the nerve injury. And they reasoned that perhaps this might be part of the way in which consciousness is informed of the chronic pain state. So they wondered whether if you rewrite the nerve connections there or erase the memory of the pain in that part of the brain, perhaps that will make the pain go away. So they used a chemical which is called ZIP. Now, this stands for zeta pseudosubstrate inhibitory peptide. That's why it's called ZIP. And it inhibits an enzyme which is called phosphokinase M zeta. And phosphokinase M, scientists have found in recent years, is crucial to strengthening the connections called synapses between nerve cells. So when you have this PKM zeta enzyme present in the synapse, it recruits receptors for the nerve transmitter chemical to that synapse and makes them remain strong so that the signal is amplified across the synapse effectively. If you inhibit that enzyme, then the connection is weakened, and if you apply that to the memory parts of the brain, you can actually erase whole memories by injecting this ZIP chemical. So what they did was to take their mice that had this allodynia, they then introduced some of this ZIP chemical into the anterior cingulate cortex where they'd seen the glowing green cells, and the mice went back to being normal. The pain was forgotten. So it suggests that some of these chronic pain states, which are very common in humans, could be partly a memory in the brain, and that erasing that memory, and discreetly just that memory, by focusing on the bit of the brain harbouring that pathological memory, could be a way of preventing people from suffering for long periods of time from these sorts of relentless pain states.
Sounds a little bit Total Recall, doesn't it? But how long does this effect last?
Well, because you're deleting connections between nerve cells by inhibiting this enzyme that maintains the strength of those nerve connections, then the connection is lost forever, and therefore the memory is erased permanently. And if you teach mice something and then inject this into the part of the brain that is involved in them learning whatever you've taught them, you can actually erase discreetly just that memory. So the answer is it would be forever.
So maybe it could even be used for something like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, actually, yes, you're quite right. It could be. And they've actually been looking at precisely that problem, looking at pathological memories and other things to see if you could actually erase bad memories. Because although you're erasing the memory, you're not damaging the brain or its ability to form new memories. So you just discreetly remove the bad ones and leave everything else intact, and the ability to form new ones intact too.
Fascinating stuff. And if you want to find out more about these stories, you can find them on our website, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.